Of the nearly 100 people who testified at the 10-hour hearing, only 9 spoke in favor of letting GTAC sample 4,000 tons of rock to find out what's in the deposit. Palmins Paul Gervasich of Ironwood, Michigan, was one of them.
The pro-mining side says this, the anti-mining side says that. How do they know? How do any one of these sites know without going ahead of the process?
But Bruce Noble of Madison says digging and using explosives and bulk sampling should have the same regulations as full-scale mining, including an environmental impact statement.
If it walks like a mine, if it talks like a mine, it is a mine.
But there was a common theme among many speakers who opposed the mine. They asked the DNR staff to ignore the new iron ore law, which they say doesn't protect the environment or people. Devin Young Bear Sawyer of Bad River says defying the law is the right thing to do.
You are the DNR, and if you do have care in you, you know, please care enough to realize that you don't want your state to die. You don't want your people to die. You don't want your wildlife to die.
DNR Mining and Waste Management Director Ann Coakley says they'll listen to comments and they'll follow the law, so there's no guarantee GTAC will get permission to bulk sample.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion right now. We need more information, and we will take the comments that we receive from this hearing seriously, and we'll see.
Public comment will be taken through September 3rd. After that, it'll probably be another 2 months before a decision is made. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Hurley.